Hello everybody and welcome to Heartbeat. It is the second week of Advent and I want to encourage you, are you ready? Are you preparing, you know, your life for this coming of Jesus? Now, we hopefully have already started to plan Christmas Day. Who's coming to whose house? What time are they coming? Who's bringing what food? Have you bought gifts for those who give? You don't have to buy gifts, but even just giving of ourselves. Some people cook and that's their giving to people. Some people just love people and that's their giving to people. Or we give things away to those who don't have. That's our giving. Because you don't have to have presents, but it's a time of giving because God the Father gave us his Son. That's why we do it. But are you preparing? Are you getting ready? It's not too late. But it's not the outward things I'm talking about that's most important. Are you preparing yourself with your hearts? Are you spending more time with him? Are you, I guess, cleaning up the inside of you? Looking at your life, looking at your, you know, weaknesses, your failings, your strengths. Because you can prepare your heart. There's a scripture that was actually the gospel reading a few weeks ago, and I've always felt like some of the women, some of the bridesmaids in this story were mean because they didn't share. But that's not what they were doing or not doing. And it's the parable of the 10 bridesmaids in Matthew chapter 25. And they're saying it starts off with verse 1, the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Now Jesus is the bridegroom. Jesus is coming back. And these bridesmaids are waiting for the bridegroom to come back. And it says in verse 2, 5 of them were foolish and 5 of them were wise. The foolish took their lamps but took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. You have to understand these little lamps. I remember as a little girl, I had this oil lamp. And it was like this quite, remind me of Arabian Nights sort of thing, the style of it. And down the bottom, you'd pour the oil in and then you'd light the oil with the wick, a bit like a candle wick. And it would burn. But once the oil ran out, you ran out of the fuel for the light to be there. And you're thinking, well, these wise ladies had extra oil to put in their lamps. The foolish just took the lamps. And we don't know when the bridegroom's coming. They're saying he's coming, but he could, you know, when someone's coming, they can be 2 minutes away, 5 minutes away, half an hour away. Now, we're not doing that time span, but it's the coming of Jesus again. We don't know when. And then all of a sudden someone yells out, the bridegroom's coming, and they've got to, you know, turn on the lamps. And for those who didn't have oil, they ran out. They couldn't continue the lighting of their lamp. And when they asked the others to share, they said, no, I've always felt like they were mean. Why did they not share? Because it's not a physical oil that they could share. It was the Holy Spirit that fueled them, that nourished them, that get them to keep hoping and waiting for the bridegroom to come again. Because this is a story, a parable, a depiction of what it's like here on earth for us to wait for the bridegroom to come again. Are you prepared? Are you ready? Have you got more oil as a backup? Because it might take a while to come. And when you say, well, you know, why didn't they share? What? I can encourage them. I can share with my fellow man, these women, if it's, you know, 5 women coming to me and saying, I need oil. I can point them to Jesus. I can share with them about the Holy Spirit and scriptures and God. But I can't actually give them mine. They have to take it for themselves. They have to get it for themselves. You know, Bruce often shares about that God doesn't have any grandchildren He only has children. You can't, you know, I can't give my faith to somebody else. I can share my faith. I encourage my faith. I can point to Jesus, but they have to accept them for themselves. So these women, these five wise women, could not give their oil away. It was the Holy Spirit that infuses them. And these foolish five waiting did it by themselves in their own merits. And the waiting took longer than they expected, and they ran out of energy, they ran out of hope, they ran out of fuel. That's what it's explaining about. So are we preparing ourselves for the bridegroom to come again? Are we looking at ourselves and saying, this area is not good? This area is good, but I need to work on it more. I need to praise God more. I need to give more. I need to thank Him more. I need to give to my fellow man more. But here I'm not good. I am a bit lazy. I judge people. I gossip. I get angry so easily. I have no patience. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you with those areas. That's what the oil is, giving us extra hope, refueling us to be expectant and joy-filled and waiting for this wonderful bridegroom to come. It's not too late. Right now. Do it now. Go share with your fellow man, because you need to share, so they then maybe you plant a seed and something happens and they want to know more about God. Because that's what Christians, disciples, apostles, evangelization is. Pointing to Jesus, encouraging people. He is the one we're waiting for. Go check Him out. Go seek Him. And when you encounter Jesus, then the Holy Spirit encourages us to keep refueling ourselves with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit for our lives, to live lives to the full and abundance and wonder and love. So I encourage you, it's not too late. Go and find out more about this beautiful bridegroom that will one day be here.